what's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Ducks coming off the bye week, headed down to L.A. It's very odd that they're opening Big Ten play against UCLA.
The first ever Big Ten game for Oregon in L.A.
Yeah, that'll be 8 o'clock. Saturday night here on The Fan, and here is Coach Dan Lanning joining us for his weekly visit. Hello, Coach.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How was the bye week?
Good bye week. It was a good week. Got a little work in, got some recruiting in, got to sit down and watch a little football on Saturday. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, what do you you mean just at home or at the office? Like, what? Tell us.
Yeah. No. I mean, I got to do it at home. I mean, you watch people that you're going to play, and we got to watch UCLA on TV and watch some other games. Got to watch a little football, be a fan for a little bit, you know?
What do you have at the? I think that's cool. I remember we played a clip last week of Dabo Swinney talking about that, and he watches on YouTube TV.
Yeah, he just figured out YouTube TV.
What do you watch on? Do you have satellite?
I don't have that yet. I've been hearing that maybe I need to make the switch. I've been disappointed. I hear some of our fans don't get to watch our games because we have Xfinity. I don't know. I think that's the same thing where not all the games have been getting played on that. I mean, are we complaining enough about it or what? I mean, is it fixed yet or is it still a problem?
Nah, it's still a bit of an issue, but there's some solutions. They offered Xfinity offered a one-time thing for the Big Ten Network, and it's only a handful of your games that are on the Big Ten Network. It's not great, but it's not, for the most part, people can see most of your games.
So we need to write a congressman and things like that. Like, what do we got to do to get this fixed?
You know, it's funny. We've been dealing with this with the Blazers here for years. And quite frankly, there's really nothing you can do. I mean, these cable companies and the carriers, they just do not budge.
Yeah.
It's big business. And
do they realize that more people are just going to buy YouTube TV?
I think
they do.
Do
they not know that?
I think they don't care.
Interesting. We've talked about this because I know you don't have to deal with this. I'm sure your wife does. But, you know, back in the day, early in your career, you used to be able to, call, DirecTV and be like, well, if you don't give me the NFL Sunday ticket, I'm just going to leave. And then they would offer up incentives to get you to stay. When you call cable companies now to leave, they're like, I don't care. They're like, yeah, we don't blame you.
Really?
Like nuts to you.
Well, I think the thing is that so many people have cut the cord. They're just out on cable. They don't even care about cable. They want your internet business. Yeah. That's the key. So, at least that's
right. I've got my internet with them. They got us there, I guess.
And they know that.
And tell you what's the one that Elon has that makes the internet work? What's that?
Starlink.
So why don't we just all go Starlink and YouTube TV? Is that the deal?
Am I
making a pitch for the wrong people right now?
Well,
is the Starlink any good? Does anybody have that?
I switched over because I had my own run in with Comcast, and I did that. I cut my cord, and they did not care. Like, they laughed. Like, the lady was like, all right, because I had to use their internet. And then through my cell phone company, T-Mobile, they had home internet, and I switched over. And when I called to cancel that, they cared.
Is the T-Mobile internet, is that good?
Yeah, it's fine. It's actually faster than what I was getting with Comcast, and it's cheaper. And when I called to cancel my Comcast internet, it was a stark difference than when I canceled my cable. They basically told me to go take a flying, you know what, when I canceled with the cable. But the internet, it was like, oh, what can we do? And I was like, yeah, nothing. Screw you.
All right, so all Ducks fans, here's what we need to do. We all need to call our cable company and act like we're canceling our internet.
Yes.
All right, let's start there. We're going to pretend like we're canceling our internet, and then they're going to care and be like, you know what? I'll keep my internet if you guys make sure all the Ducks games are on the Big Ten Network and on Pay Extra for it.
God, I love that.
Right? I love this right here. We got a movement.
Is that kind of what we're going with?
Yes.
Like we'll get a little petition rolling. Yeah. Like, what do you guys think?
Solving problems.
I'm on board right here. I like where we're going with this. We got some positive momentum.
Yeah, let's get Dan Lanning to cut the cord. Forget X-Fin.
All right. I'm in. Let's do it.
Have you ever coached at the Rose Bowl?
I have. I was a GA at Arizona State. And we played UCLA there back when Jim Moore was at UCLA, and got a W there. Really cool locker rooms. I mean, obviously that stadium's got a big history. It's a pretty cool place to coach.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool place to coach. The stadium's huge, and it's old school. Like, it's kind of like those flat seats. Like, they kind of just quickly work their way up, and you realize how big the stadium is. But it's a neat venue for sure.
Yeah, we've been to many Rose Bowls following the Ducks, and it's just special. That place is special.
Pretty unique.
What is your favorite venue outside of Autzen? What is your favorite venue that you've coached in?
That's a great question. I mean, LSU is always a cool atmosphere. That's probably, you know, one of the, you know, unique atmospheres. You know, Georgia was fun, obviously, getting to coach there, but it's different. I appreciate, like, away games. You know, I appreciate, like, a great away game atmosphere. And certainly looking forward to a couple this year that we get to go play in. But LSU was always made an impression. Never got to play Florida at Florida, you know, because we always played when I was at Georgia, we always played at Jacksonville, you know, Jaguars place, the old cocktail party, which, you know, that was fun. But I'm trying to think where else was like made a big impression. I don't know if I have a great answer. You know, there were some fun ones there in my time at Georgia, but.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the road environment. Always people talk about, like, going on the road so tough. And look, there's challenges. But as a player, I remember when we got to do, you know, Notre Dame and played at Bama. I love, there's something great. You feel like a gladiator. Like, when you go in and you can silence a crowd and, like, 90,000 people.
The coolest feeling ever. Yeah.
Dude, it's almost, in some ways, it's, while it's harder to play because of the noise and all that and audibles, I think it's a better feeling to win on the road at times than winning at home.
Oh, there's no better feeling in the world than going to somebody else's, you know, house and saying, you know what, I'm going to cook on your grill. Why don't you just back up? I'm cooking on your grill. We're going to make you guys quiet. Like, that's a great.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning from Oregon here. Now, the kickoff is at 8. What will you do all day?
Perfect, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ideal.
That. We get to, like, watch games all day and then get to play a little football. I mean, that's, something we're excited for. So what will we do? We'll get a nice breakfast in. We get a little lift in. We call it a primer. We'll get a little primer lift in, midday. Get a chance to relax in the room, make sure that our bodies are ready, and a little walkthrough. It'll be an eventful day. It'll be a great day.
That's changed a little bit. Like, I've heard more and more people doing that, like, where they lift, or the day before a game isn't just a lay around and do nothing. Has that always been that way since you've been coaching?
We don't lay around, do nothing on the day. Like, the day of the game, day before, what are you talking about? Day before?
Yeah, day before.
Yeah, we get a little work in that day, too. Huh. You know, we get a little work in that day, too. You know, I guess, if it works for the Olympians, it works for us, right? Yeah. Like, they go out there and squat before they run the 100. Like, why would we not do the same thing, right? So, we get a little sweat going, and try to make sure. We practice in the morning, so our guys get a lot of recovery time. Like, today was a practice, obviously, for us. We're out there wearing pads, and guys got in great work today. But tomorrow, same thing. We'll get some work in before we hop on that plane and fly out that way. And then, even on game day, like I said, we like to get a little sweat going. We like to get what we call a primer going. I think it's a good wake up, man. It's good. It's good for our guys.
Did the kids get to go home at all, or were they all in Eugene the entire time?
Some of both. There were some guys that were able to make trips home, but it wasn't a long break. You know, we had work all the way through the week and work on Friday, so some of those guys were able to go home Friday afternoon, spend some time. Most of them probably stayed here in town and hung out with their teammates. There's a little bit of a window there. Not really a big window.
I was listening to an interview today with another head coach that was kind of talking about building a team and kind of the challenges of you know, back again, going back, I'm old man that when I played and when you were there, like, guys were there for 4 and 5 years, you know, whereas right. Now he was talking about the unique challenge of, you know, you're putting together sometimes, you know, a 30-40% of your roster brand new. Is it harder, and do you have to spend more time? I remember, you know, watching the team out west that you did, and there was a lot of team building stuff. Do you have to put more emphasis now on trying to build something a little bit faster because of that turnover versus when it used to be when guys were there more, you know, for longer?
I mean, I guess the simple answer is yes. But it is a little bit what it is. You know, I still, you know, think back to when I played in college and some of the relationships that I built with those guys at William Jewell College who are still really close friends today. And yeah. Part of that relationship that was so special is getting to play, you know, spades on a Tuesday night to figure out who has to take out the trash. And, you know, all those things that, like, exist with a team that you get to build relationships over time. And I still think, you know, if we're doing things right here, that we'll have a lot of those type of relationships on our team. But definitely want to acknowledge that we've been able to enhance our team here because of some guys that we were able to bring in that maybe didn't find the right fit where they were at somewhere else. So it's a give and take, but there's no doubt that the teams that are the closest and have those long-term relationships, like that's a way to create, you know, success long-term.
This is Dan Lanning, Oregon, with us here on The Fan. So we haven't talked to you since the Oregon State game, obviously much better performance. How did you grade that out versus the first two?
Yeah, better. Yeah, it was better. Better than the first two and still not our best, right? So I think there were some real positives to take away there. I think we really, you know, offense had a lot of success each drive, which is a positive. You know, I think special teams still played, you know, well and made some big kicks. And defense, I thought, really came together in the second half. And so, what I keep talking to our team about is, like, I'm not interested in us playing our best football right now. I'm interested in us getting better every single game, right? As long as we're getting better every single game. And then by the time we get to Thanksgiving, like, hopefully we're starting to see, like, this is our best ball. But, you know, I don't think you expect to skip step 1, 2, and 3 and get to, you know, step 10, right? Like, it's a progression. And the key is, are we getting better every single week? And I think so far we've been able to do that this season.
And where was the emphasis in the bye week for you?
Yeah, mostly getting better.
All right.
You want more detail than that, huh?
I do.
I don't know that I want to share much more than that. We're just trying to get better, man. Like, okay. Get a lot of opportunities to play football, put the ball in. It really wasn't about anybody else that, you know, it was about us, like, us improving. Every single one of our players on our team had an individual improvement plan. Like, here's the one thing we think you can focus on to make your team better and yourself better. So we kind of built that out for those guys. And then we create a lot of competitive periods within practice and guys battling each other. I mean, we had coaches out there running one-on-ones against each other. And if the coaches lost, like, players were assessing that. So that's really what this week was about. And put the ball down in the middle of the turf and let's go eat, let's go work. And I thought our guys did a great job of attacking that.
Is there film of coaches going one-on-one? Because I would like to watch that.
There is film that no one will probably ever see, right? But I think it's a good realization for coaches. You sit here and ask these guys to play, like, hey, bump, press, man technique, and then you, like, realize that you can't do it. So maybe it's not as easy as you think it is, right?
Yeah, I always enjoy that.
I'll say
that.
This. Will Stein caught a slant route. You know, he caught a slant route for a big win, and because of that, his team got the ball first in one of our periods. So he just celebrated a birthday, but just so you know, he caught a slant route for, we call it Mamba drill, like Kobe Bryant, like Mamba drill. And whoever got, you know, whoever won the rep, if defense wins the rep, then their team gets to start off with the ball. If offense won the rep, then their team got to start with the ball. And Will Stein caught a slant, so his team got to start off with the ball in this period that we did. And for the next 10 plays, like, while he's calling the offense, it was like, truck right, I know, he was breathing hard. I'm like, come on, Will, you're not that old. But he did catch the slant. It was a big win for him, but it was fun listening to him call plays for the next few series while he was breathing hard. It was pretty awesome.
Who was covering him? Was it Tosh? Can you tell us who he burned?
No,
in the
Tosh didn't cover him. I'm trying to remember. I think we had a young coach cover him, but I'm not going to throw shade out there. That's not fair. You guys are looking for dirt. I'm not throwing shade out there on who's covering. He had a wide split, so they should have anticipated the slant coming.
Leverage.
But yeah, he just had a good break on the ball, and it was a nice play by Will.
Well, what's we'll get you out of here on this one. What's UCLA bringing to the table? What do you see on film?
Yeah, I think they've shown they're a team that can play with anyone. You know, they had a lot of success in the first half there last week versus LSU. I think they provide a lot of tough looks, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, obviously really well coached. Coach Bieniemy on offense has done a really good job changing it up. You see some of the wrinkles that he's brought from the NFL. On defense, they stem and move, and they're really aggressive. So they provide some unique challenges for sure. So it'll be fun for our guys to go out there and try to execute.
And I just want you to know, you have created new trash talk for me. I am going to 100% use. I'm coming over to your house to use your grill. That is a That is a phenomenal piece of trash talk right there to another dad.
Think about what that would feel like if somebody walked up into your house and they're like, "Hey, oh, good to see you. Yeah, I'm just going to need to use your grill here real quick." Like, that's the ultimate flex, right?
It is. It's like
taking over the house.
That's fantastic. You've planted the flag at that point, is what you've done.
You planted the flag. Yeah. You planted your flag. And then if you're like, "Hey, I need your wife to go ahead and pour me a drink," like, oh my gosh, talk about that. That would be, I'd be like, "Sophia, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't pour this guy a drink." Yeah.
All right. Have a good trip. And good luck to you guys down in LA.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks for the fake applause, too.
Yeah, you're welcome. Those are real.
Yeah, all right. You guys have a good one. See you. All right, have a good one.
Bye. As far as you know, those are real.
Those are real.
It's the studio audience.
That's right.
Wow. All right.
Hey, we have need your wife to pour me a drink.
He brought it today.
Oh, good times.
He brought it.
Yeah, good times.
Dan Lanning postgame show next.
Absolutely.
Talk about this game against UCLA. They looked a little better against LSU
I was doing some. I was poking around at UCLA and some of the numbers, and I watched a little bit of that the LSU game. Not a lot. Boy, I'll tell you, the numbers are bad. The numbers are bad.
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
He's back up. I'm cooking on your grill.
Dan Lanning, every Thursday at 4, is brought to you by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. You, us, Unitas. I guess watching UCLA tape puts you in a good mood. Because he was in a good mood.
They're all kinds of bad. I saw a little bit of the, I didn't see any of Hawaii. I saw a little bit of when they played Indiana, and I watched a good hunk of the second half against LSU. I haven't been impressed a single time. In fact, the only good half of football they played was the first half against LSU, and I didn't watch any of it. So I haven't been, I don't even know how they scored the 17 points, to be honest with you. It was 17-17 at the half, and then LSU scored 17 unanswered, won 34-17. I mean, I can't give you a single, when I went through this game, I can't give you a single number that would give, if you're a UCLA fan, that this thing should even be remotely competitive. I mean, I don't know where you want to go on this. So the Big Ten, which is not known for necessarily the greatest offenses in the world, right? I mean, you got Northwestern, you got Iowa, right? Purdue.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Like, we saw Purdue. We know how bad Purdue is. UCLA is dead last in yards per game, rush yards, points per game, point differential. I mean, there's nothing good. They haven't had a sack. They had 5 sacks against Hawaii. They have not had a single sack in the last 2
I have
games.
One good number for them.
What's the good number?
Because I, too, looked up some numbers. You mentioned yards per game. They are 111th. This is nationally.
Nationally.
111th in points per game.
Yeah.
130th in rush yards per game. Mm-hmm. 106th in turnover margin. They are 113th in pass defense. The one good number.
What do you
for UCLA is their rush defense is 17th.
Hey, all right. Except the problem is you don't need to run the ball against them. You can just throw it all over. I mean, it's just they're
it's not good.
This should not be. You know, if this thing is close, it's because Oregon decided not to show up and the old Oregon showed up. If the same team that came to play in the Civil War goes down to L.A., Oregon will win this game by 30-plus points. Their leading rusher has 72 yards on the year. They ran for 14 yards against LSU. They've yet to run for 100 yards in a game, not as a player, as a team. I mean, it's just a bad team.
I'm cooking on your grill.
Yes.
He's going to cook on their grill.
Oregon is going down, and Dan Lanning is cooking is it Foster's Grill?
Yeah, they're saying 8 o'clock kickoff is the latest start on the West Coast for UCLA since 1990.
I didn't even know they did games at 8 in 1990.
No.
Well, it's welcome to the Big Ten. So we're going to get some of these night games because they I mean, that's one of the reasons they want the West Coast schools is you can play the night games.
Don't forget to check out the Ducks Pacific Office Automation postgame scoreboard show at 12:30 a.m. Sunday. Featuring
I will not be Ortner. Listening. You and Ortner, 12:30 in the morning?
12:30 to 2 a.m., baby.
Gosh. Wow.
I remember doing those on Comcast. I remember doing the Pac-12 recap shows. We had to wait for the last Pac-12 game to end, and I think you had to wait like for the post game, so there was always like 20 minutes after. So think about some of those Pac-12 games.
Yeah, we got to wait for the Ducks IMG post game with Jerry and Jorgie, who finished first, and they usually on a game like this will try to get out pretty quick, but they still got to get in a couple breaks, so yeah, it could be even later than 12:30.
Yeah, it's not good.
So remember Dylan Gabriel committed to UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
Before moving on to Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was a smart,
so you got that little element.
Smart move.
You've got Dante Moore, who played at UCLA, but got benched because he threw a pick six in three straight games. and then you have, I think I read that 5 former Ducks are now playing at UCLA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, who's 5 transfers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't write them down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bunch of bros that left.
Yeah. I don't know who's.
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
But... Well, I remember. I mean, he's long gone. But I remember Chad Cota transferred down there.
Yeah. Well, I thought he transferred from there. Did he transfer to there? I thought he came to finish up at the Ducks.
I stand corrected. You're right. He started at UCLA and transferred back to Oregon. I stand corrected. Good call. I'm looking through there too deep to see if there's any anybody I recognize. But it's just a bad team. It's one of the worst teams in the Big Ten and. I mean, it should just...
What's the spread?
Pull it up real quick. I'm gonna say 19 to 20 would be my guess.
I think it was like 24, I think. Two names Ducks fans might remember, Brian Addison and Maliki Matavau, a tight end and a defensive back, both out at UCLA now.
Yeah, the scroll in, see where it's at. The spread is 25.5.
Oof.
So, just to... what people think of UCLA. So.
Well, LSU only beat him by 17.
Yeah, believe me, that's why I tuned into the second half of the game. It was 17-17 at the half, and I remember thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding me.
And the Ducks almost lost to Idaho, so.
Exactly, that's why I said, depending on what team shows up. Now, if it's the team that shows up in the first two games.
It should be an easy win for them, though, I think.
Yes, you're hoping that some of those, the early season stuff is beyond you now.
Maybe some early friction against UCLA, and then. Put him away. Matthew Bedford still hurt, or hurt again, I guess.
Yeah, he got re-nicked, and so it's like kind of a day-to-day sort of thing. So, I mean, I don't think the O-line played well, obviously, in the Civil War. So.
Yeah, I don't think you necessarily have to get him back now. They were starting to work him back in the Civil War, and then in the bye week, same injury, flared up again, limited in practice. I bet we don't see him this week, but we'll see.
Yeah, so just... Again, no offense, but you don't need him against UCLA. I mean, and he talked about it. You know, he mentioned Thanksgiving. I think you got to get it going a little before Thanksgiving. You got a couple ramp-up games. UCLA and Michigan State athletically should not be able to compete with you. Doesn't mean that they won't. We saw, again, first 2 weeks, but these should be games that Oregon overwhelms teams with talent. And then, you know, you get a nice, I would say more than a nice. What did Mike Riley used to say? I think we're playing the varsity. Because in a couple weeks, in 3 more weeks, there is a different team coming to town. And
I think we're playing the varsity.
I would say that. And the thing for Ohio State is Ohio State won't have played anyone either. This will be both of those teams' first
Well, Michigan real State, looks. Ohio State's going to Michigan State, and I'm not saying that's a tough... It's kind of like this game. It's well,
same sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean...
Michigan State's better than UCLA.
Yeah, but. Exactly. It's not the biggest test, but it's, you know, it's in the ballpark. By the way, I have another drop.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, their ass.
AI Kyle Whittingham breaking down UCLA.
And you know what? I think that's a fair assessment of UCLA, but...
Bottom line, their ass.
Dan Laney's going to go cook on their grill.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
Well, we got double?
Well...
We have two slightly different drops.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
Buck has one and I have one. There's two of them.
Yeah.
He was nice enough to say it twice.
Can you play them both?
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see.
Two different archetypes.
Yeah.
On the fan.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill. I'm cooking on your grill. You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill. I'm cooking on your grill.
That's a great. It's a solid. It's solid trash right there.
It's a solid trash right there.
It's a solid. Whoa.
What'd you just do? Did you just fart?
That was the dart fart.
That's the Velcro.
The Velcro.
We can't go one segment without a fart.
Well, that's not. According to the dart guy, that's not a fart. That's his Velcro trainers. Are you calling the dart champion a liar?
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
I can't believe that someone tried to pass. If you don't know, if you weren't here for the club, I just want you all to realize that a European dart champion tried to claim that this, right here, were his Velcro shoes. I mean, when you take it just in that context and you lay it just like, that's the most absurd explanation for anything that I've ever heard. What was that sound? That was my Velcro shoes. And that's the sound?
It was my Velcro shoes, and now that's been put to bed, so no one talk about it anymore.
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to discuss it again.
All right, 8 p.m. on Saturday, Ducks Bruins here on The Fan, and the Pacific Office Automation post-game show.
Mm-hmm. Post-game scoreboard show.
Scoreboard show, 12:30 a.m.
That's if they keep things on time. It's a good chance we don't start till 1.
1 a.m., and they'll take your calls.
Probably.
Do you guys take calls?
No, but we will at 1 a.m.
Jeez.
I think
as long as
should.
The dump button's working.
I want to tune into that. I won't.
Well, it'll be on the logger if you want to listen to some later.
Well, I'll be
wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll be in Mexico, but maybe I'll listen to it on the plane ride home.
My brother's a UCLA alum, and I think we're going to thump him, so I was thinking about just calling him up at like the last segment, like, I don't know, 145, 150, to see what he thinks of that.
Ah, good idea. All right, let's get to In the News. Pellet guns and e-bikes, they don't mix. Here's Buck. All right, welcome back to our show. Thanks to Dan Lanning for joining us. His Thursday Hits brought to you by United Community Credit Union. Every Thursday at 4, tell your friends.
What an opportunity.
Yeah, I love him being a smartass about the 8 p.m. kick. He hates that. You could tell. Yeah,
also rallying Duck fans to get TV's coverage for all of their games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got him to cut the cord.
Yeah. He's not happy about it. You need some of that YouTube TV. You need some of that Dabo. Some of that Dabo TV.
All right, it is now September 26, 2024. Time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. Today is National Compliance Officer Day. I don't really know what's happened to that gig now that you got NIL and transfers and stuff.
Well, I'm sure there's other compliance officers, right? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, that job has changed a lot.
But is that all? When I think of compliance officer, isn't that like some sort of, that's not just an NCAA thing. There's other compliance officers, right? Isn't there like kind of like pseudo cops?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was just thinking those that work at universities.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, there are other compliance.
I don't know. I would not want to be one of those compliance officers at this point.
No.
Although maybe you would, because it doesn't seem like there's any rules. Although we can talk about it later, but A amended settlement was presented to the judge today in the House versus NCAA suit. So, in theory, that could come down here, in a matter of days. So,
it is also Shamu the Whale Day.
Shamu's dead, right?
I have a fun fact.
Isn't Shamu long time dead?
Are you ready for a fun fact?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, give me my Shamu fact.
Shamu was not one whale.
Oh, yeah, there was multiple.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Shamu was the stage name for the performing orcas at SeaWorld.
Yeah. And then there was other ones because they kept murdering the trainers.
Correct, yes.
And by the way, they were probably justified in their murder. But yeah, I knew that there were multiple Shamus.
Yeah, the OG Shamu
died
in 1971, just 4 months after attacking one of the employees there.
Yeah. I loved how that SeaWorld for the longest time was like, nothing to see here. And now they're no longer allowed to perform. The trainers aren't allowed to get in the water with them, and they can't grab any more whales. That documentary was one of those things. Was it Blackfin?
Blackfish.
Blackfish. That was one of the most damning pieces of tape.
I mean, it really was.
It shut down a billion-dollar industry.
And yet they're still doing. So they're still going.
Is SeaWorld still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing. Like you said, they have more regulations now.
Yeah.
But what? I thought for sure that would kill it.
People
still go.
I think it's still... It can't be what it was. I mean...
Well, no one's saying it what it was. Yeah. It's what it was. But if you've ever seen Blackfish, dude, after you watch that, you're like, dude, SeaWorld is gone.
I will never spend a dollar at SeaWorld.
And it's not gone.
No, still hanging out.
Still hanging out.
And some of the whales still live there because they can't release them to the wild, but they can't perform. They just sit in their weird, odd prison tanks and just wait to die.
A man holding a pellet gun to his own head led deputies on an e-bike chase up in Vancouver. What's going on in Vancouver?
Vancouver, huh?
Stinky Vancouver.
Why? Yeah. Why a pellet gun? Is that what you're threatening to, like, get a skin infection with a pellet gun? Like,
this was last night. A deputy was completing paperwork outside the Clark County Jail. He was in his vehicle. As he was typing, a man walked up to the vehicle and began yelling. He moved the car, entered the jail through the roll-up security doors, which opened access to the Sally port of the jail. Mm-hmm. That's the secure entryway to the jail that allows for the transfer of the perps, you know?
Makes sense.
After the vehicle pulled in, the unknown man was able to enter the Sally port. Before the door closed, he then pulls out what appears to be a firearm and places it to his head. Mm.
So they thought it was a real gun.
Yeah, they thought. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They did. But it ended up being a pelican. Mm. After a brief standoff where the deputy attempted to negotiate with the apparently suicidal man, he exits the port and the doors were secured. However, they say he kept the firearm pointed at his head as he was walking around outside of the jail.
So this makes sense because I saw last night when I got home from the Green Day show, I was scrolling through the news and they had a shelter in place in Vancouver.
This is why.
So yeah. The shelter in place because a man had a BB gun to his head.
Yep.
Is that the
he
first
was stressed.
First time we've ever had a BB gun result in a shelter in place.
Well, but they didn't know it was a BB gun.
No, they didn't know.
So he was dressed in camo pants. He had a motorcycle jacket on. He was there for a short while, and then he puts on a motorcycle helmet, and he gets on an e-bike with the gun to his head.
But, okay.
But with the helmet.
And then he fled at a whopping, like, 14 miles an hour?
Do those things make noise? The e-bikes? No, or is it just like,
I don't think so. No. They're electric.
My buddy has one. I mean, you make the sound of a normal bike, because you still pedal. Remember, the e-bikes you pedal, you can just choose how much you get the assist.
Well, he led them on a chase.
I'm sure it was a low-speed chase, but all right.
Yeah, they put an arrest team in an armored vehicle, and they tried to stop him, and they were shooting at him. Less than lethal projectiles.
Oh, okay. I was like,
but
whoa.
They shot at him.
I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
They had to shoot the perp off the e-bike.
Can't he just throw like a stick in his wheels or something? Like, it doesn't seem like that hard to.
This sounds like a job for the horsey cops.
A little bit. Look, I'm not an officer of the law, but it does seem like it's not that hard to apprehend a dude on an e-bike.
Well, it's not, but I think they thought he had a gun.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't just shoot him, but I guess he wasn't threatening to shoot them. He was only threatening to shoot himself.
Right.
So, all right. Well.
So then the SWAT team arrives. Because they couldn't find him.
Yeah,
they did an aerial search, and that's where the shelter in place came
in. Place.
He was hiding. The spotlight, the helicopter spotted him.
Mm-hmm.
He was hiding. And then the crisis negotiation team came in, and they were able to get him to cooperate and take him into custody.
Okay.
And figured out that it was a pellet gun.
So he's, clearly my man's, he's going through some things.
Got some issues.
He's going through some things.
Rough night.
I would say that is the definition of a rough night. Yeah, like I don't, you know, seems like an odd thing. I'm going to kill myself, but I'm going to do it through a helmet with a BB gun. Like, I don't know what shooting yourself in the head with a BB gun would do, again, other than maybe implant a BB into your head and get a nasty skin infection. But
Primetime Everett, Washington, where the city has recently installed an interactive sculpture called Affirmation Station. You're going to like this.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
You're going to like this.
All right.
It is a sculpture. It looks like a pedestrian walk signal. So it's, you know the walk signals where it signals you to walk when you press after you press the button?
Yes, absolutely.
And it gives the little guy walking?
Yeah.
It looks like that. But a button on the sign's post invites you to press it. And it activates audio of affirmations. So when you cross, it's like, hey, you're doing a great job.
Way to go, buddy. Keep on walking.
Yeah, keep it up. And yes, there's
good
actually.
Good on you. Have a great day.
There's one that says, that tickles.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, getting a little creepy there.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh my God. What are we doing?
Well, it's art.
What are we doing?
One of them is you are strong. Another one is
What if you're not strong?
No, but it's affirmation. It doesn't matter. It's, hey, Jason, you're strong. I don't think you are, but you are.
I love this.
You are important is another one.
This whole thing.
You are important.
Well, maybe if my man with the BB gun.
Well, I don't know.
And the e-bike had more affirmation, he wouldn't be going through what he's going through.
Well,
maybe
there you go.
We could all go for a crosswalk.
This is art that is healing the world.
It is.
What if you can get a Wilson Love crosswalk?
I want someone to put up at the next crosswalk just a one that berates you.
Move faster, you little bitch.
Listen here, fat ass. Get across the street.
You're making me uncomfortable.
You just put down the cookies and the ho-hos.
You piece of garbage.
What if it's Don LaGreca yelling at him?
Yes.
Boy's ass.
Who the hell are you?
You have the super positive one.
Who the hell are you?
You're feeling all good, and then you go to the next crosswalk.
Or maybe it's just swag directing traffic.
Hold on, everybody.
Someone tells you it's safe to go, and then swag. Wait.
I tell you what.
I think.
You want to get people to walk faster?
Yeah.
Like, I'll walk faster if you start playing loud New York sports radio guy.
Yeah. Don LaGreca.
Are you kidding me?
I'll start running.
Are you kidding me?
Another box contains the words "you are," and underneath is an LED scroll of glowing adjectives like awesome, beautiful, powerful, and 250 other positive thoughts.
How about that?
It's meant to be an art piece that invites participation. Affirmation Station is a thought-provoking and fun work of contemporary public art.
All right, well, hey.
This is in Everett, Washington.
Good for the people of Everett. Can't say I've ever needed an affirmation from a crosswalk, but I'm sure it's nice to hear. So, thumbs up.
It's located in front of the new public restrooms.
Next time I'm in Everett and I need to take a public wee, I'm going to get some nice public affirmation.
In the 2900 block of Wetmore Avenue in downtown Everett, on the north side of City Hall.
Don't spend a lot of time in Everett, but maybe this will...
What a hit.
This will get me to change my mind.
It'd be great for that farmer's market they have down there.
Absolutely.
Get your produce and some affirmation.
And a little love. You know what? The world would be a better place if we all just were a little kinder to each other.
Hot dog scofflaws. Next on The Fan. All right. Welcome back. Hot 5 to 5 coming up here shortly. Sports news and all that cool stuff. Right now, though, this is in the news, September 26, 2024.
People are just texting in what their affirmations would be. Despite what your ex-wife says, you make a good living and have a slightly above average penis.
Yeah, Buck was talking about that. Like, what about these affirmation stations in bathrooms?
Well, you talked about it being, like, right across from the bathroom, and then someone on the Vancouver 4 text line actually suggested, let's get the affirmations in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Hey, great penis, great butt, nice work.
I love your penis, man.
Hey, bite your lip, give this hell, we're going to get through this together. We got this. Flush the toilet, you stinky bastard. Try aiming next time. I like a little mixture where you don't know. Like, are you going to get a positive affirmation or are you going to get someone yelling at you? I like that, you know, let's spice it up a little bit.
Come
like,
on, dude. You can do better. Throw
like,
that in there.
Dick's Last Resort. Is that that?
Oh, yeah, where they yell
restaurant
at,
where they yell at you?
There's one in Chicago, right? Like, where they...
Yeah, that's called Wiener Circle.
Yeah.
That lady's great.
Ladies just, like, curse at you.
Well, I don't know if you've been reading about the possibly unsanitary street meats that have been out there in Clark County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
what is happening?
I don't know. So, dude, I think it's Thunderdome up there.
We've got some sort of weird smell
that's
making people sick. We don't know what it is.
Yes.
We got dudes breaking into police stations and threatening to off themselves with BB guns. And now we've got rancid street meat? What if I can't trust street meat? What are the troops even fighting for?
Well, this was a thing up in Clark County. Now they're saying that these, so these are basically illegal street vendors.
Mm-hmm.
They have no license to grill.
Yeah.
So we don't know what their street meats, you know, it might be the dogs. It might be the cats. It might be the pets.
They're eating the dogs.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
They're eating the dogs.
They're eating the cats.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
They're eating the dogs.
Maybe you're eating the cats.
Well, I will say, I love street food, and when I'm in foreign countries, it's I eat so much of it, and you have no, I mean, there's no regulation.
It's a minor dice roll every time.
You don't know what you're eating. I'm going down to Mexico this
weekend.
I'm
sorry, that is a major dice roll.
And guess what I'm going to be doing the entire time I'm down there? Eating street tacos. You know what? I'll roll that dice. I'm willing to play the game. Let's go.
The county's public health department reports that unpermitted vendors who are transporting who are transported en masse by vans without estate plates have started popping up in the parking lots surrounding the RV InStyle Resorts Amphitheater in Ridgefield.
Okay.
So they've been spotted at least four times. So if you're going to a show up there,
yeah,
be careful.
Be aware, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. It's been a while since I've been up to a show up there.
Me too.
Next, and I think they might be done for the year because they don't. Around this time, all the outdoor concerts cease because of, well, weather. So maybe this isn't as big of an issue, but next year.
Well, watch out for the hot dog scofflaws.
I mean, do any of those people, like when you go up to, when you go to any concert now, them outside of Providence, when you go to a Timbers games, you walk out.
Yeah.
All those people, are, like none of those people are licensed, are they?
Well, sure. Why wouldn't they be?
Have you seen any of these?
Because they look like pretty low budget operations.
They're low budget.
Well, so what?
There's,
Because like having a permit costs a lot of money.
I find it hard to believe that when you leave a soccer game or a concert, that those people grilling the sausages wrapped in bacon with the peppers and I don't. None of those that all seems off the books.
We were just talking about the old Oaken Coliseum. There was a constant cat and mouse chase going on between like local security and the hot dog cart people between the BART train and the Coliseum. Yeah. They're always running around packing up because they're not supposed to be there and setting up a new spot. And yeah.
Next thing you're going to know, so I left Green Day last night and right there's two hot dog vendors and a guy selling $10 Green Day shirts. I'm guessing that the most legit thing there was probably the $10 shirts. I don't think any of those people were on the up and up. And yet...
And he certainly wasn't allowed to be selling those shirts.
No. And yet, you know, hey, every now and then you catch me in the right mood. I'm grabbing one of those dogs. Things are delicious.
I am told that there are three shows up there this weekend. This is the last weekend.
This is the last weekend.
Yeah, they've got Pitbull.
Really?
Wait, I don't think it's really Pitbull. It says Party After Dark Tour. Is it really Pitbull tomorrow night?
Pitbull's there.
Pitbull's playing up there?
Yeah, go Pitbull. Mr. Miami or Mr. whatever the area code
dude,
is?
Dude, that's kind of cool.
You thinking about heading up, are you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I want to see you at a Pitbull show. I really do. Please.
Okay, power rank the shows. We got Pitbull tomorrow, Lainey Wilson Saturday, and Imagine Dragons Sunday.
Can I rank them all?
Have to go to one of those shows. You must.
I don't even know who the middle one. Who is Lainey Wilson? I think, what does she do?
Watermelon Moonshine.
I think she's the gal from Yellowstone.
Oh. Never seen an episode.
What?
I think
she sings Watermelon Moonshine.
I think she's on Yellowstone.
Why are you ignoring me? She sings Watermelon Moonshine.
Never heard that song.
Damn it. God. It's the number... Watermelon Moonshine. I think she was like best new artist.
Really?
At the country. Yeah, she's like a young up-and-coming...
I hate to do this.
Country star?
I think I'm going... I got to go to one, right?
Actually, she may not even be young.
You're going Mr. Worldwide, aren't you?
I'm going Pitbull.
Yeah. Me too.
I am too.
If I had to go to one of those shows, I'm going to Pitbull's
show. I'm taking
show.
Pitbull. I bet Pitbull would be... I won't know a single song.
It'd be a fun time, though.
But yeah. I bet you Pitbull... I bet you I have a good time at Pitbull.
Yeah, for sure. I bet you he's fun.
I'm going Pitbull 1, and then Imagine Dragons 2.
Oh, God. I'm seeing Lainey before.
No, I'll take
her.
Yeah, as
them.
Vancouver Ford text line points out, Lainey at least is a hot.
Yeah, she's a
what
hot.
What is that even? I never... Who cares? Like...
What do you mean, who cares?
I'm saying that... I'm pushing back on this. So I'm going to go watch some formulaic horse crap...
You don't... Dude, she's good.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. You have no idea.
What if she's just on par with Imagine Dragons, which doesn't seem like a...
Watermelon. Imagine Dragons... I'm sorry. Imagine Dragons absolutely sucks my crank. Get out of here. I'm not going to that show. Lainey Wilson...
They all suck balls.
She's pretty good. Good, hot new artist.
Did she do Watermelon Moonshine?
She did Watermelon Moonshine, which is like song of the year.
Look,
man.
All I know is if your whole thing is that everyone keeps it, she's got a great dump truck. Okay, cool. So from row 37 I'm going to see in the distance a faint outline of someone's ass.
Instead of a faint outline of Imagine Dragons' asses. Okay,
if I wanted to see an ass, then I'll go down to one of the 8 million strip clubs and they'll play better music than Lainey Wilson. Imagine Dragons.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
No. Imagine
you
Dragons
don't.
A million times better. Buck,
you're an
bring
idiot.
Up Watermelon, whatever the F that is.
It's like Song of the Year.
And we'll play that. She's no Shaboozy. That is not the Song of the Year.
I think it was, dude.
Well, I regret to inform you, we don't even have Watermelon Moonshine in the system.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly, that's what I did.
But I bet we've got some Imagine
shut
Dragons.
Up. I hate you both.
Dude, I'm on your side.
Why am I defending Watermelon?
I'm taking Lainey.
She's great. She's great.
And her dump truck.
You haven't heard Watermelon Moonshine?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe if I hear it, I'll be like, oh yeah, I've heard that, but not off the top of my head. No.
Now, is Imagine Dragons the...
Ah, you're second-guessing yourself,
no,
aren't you?
I'm
yes,
not.
They're that crappy band where the guy takes his shirt off.
He takes his shirt off a
yes.
lot, right? And they and do they when suck. The day... That isn't that Imagine
I don't know
Dragons?
That. Keep going.
They
keep
do
going.
That Radioactive song?
Yeah, right? They do Radioactive. I'm trying to... What's the Demons, right? The Demon song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on top of the world. Hey! I'm on top of the world. Hey!
I'm sorry.
Been waiting on this for a while now. I'm sorry, that sucks.
Imagine Dragons are the Rolling Stones compared to Lainey Wilson.
Dude, you're an idiot.
I don't know about that.
Lainey
That's
Wilson.
That's offensive to the Rolling Stones.
You don't even know her. This is the problem with you.
I do.
You don't even know her and you talk crap.
I do.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
She's the exact same
and
as
poor
every
young children.
Other country artist that looks just like
and
her.
And poor young children are out there actually listening to things that you say. How dare
group?
You? Your show's better than this. You have a responsibility to be more responsible.
I want you to realize that when I pulled up her songs, by the way, I'm sure she didn't write any of them. These are the songs.
God.
Heart Like a Truck.
Hell yeah.
4x4 times You.
Let's get it.
Country's Cool Again.
Yeah, that's her album.
Watermelon Moonshine.
Yep.
Oh my God. Go Home With You.
Wit, as in W-I-T.
I mean, stop it.
Why are you... Who cares what the song's titles are?
Those boots.
You have no idea. I hate you. I'm leaving.
I'm sure that 4x4 times You is a wonderful song.
I'm going to look at... hold on.
What an absolute...
Right up there with I'm So Sorry and Sharks by Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Oh, and
on,
Birds.
Dude.
And Shots.
I can't believe you're defending Imagine Dragons.
I'm defending them against whatever the hell that is. Whatever sort of generic country sugar shaker, watermelon, moonshine, high crap that she's peddling.
Do you want me to sing it for you?
The staunch defense of Imagine Dragons is really
shaking
me.
It's unbelievable. He's only doing this because it's pissed me off.
Well, because
this
he doesn't know
he
Lainey.
Does.
No. Lainey Wilson.
She's great.
Yeah, her and her 9 albums. You say what you will about Imagine Dragons, at least they're popular.
Lainey Wilson, by the way, not that young.
Imagine Dragons actually popular?
She's 32. Imagine Dragons are popular. Of those three, Pitbull's the most popular. I would say Imagine Dragons is the second most popular. And then
Who
Lainey Wilson.
To Imagine Dragons?
I think young girls.
Do they?
Aren't they in the Maroon 5 sort of?
Oh, I feel like they're more like, they try to be a little bit more rock than that, I think. But I don't
but
know.
They're not. Aren't they Jesus-y too?
I don't know.
All I know is your only push for Lainey Wilson is she's hot.
Well, cool. I might like her music more than I like Imagine Dragons music.
It's just, she's hot. You can stare at her.
No, I might like her music more than their music because their music sucks.
No. Bring it up. Bring it up.
We don't have it.
We don't have it because it's unknown.
It's so bad.
It's so unknown.
We don't even have
it. I'm going to find Watermelon Moonshine, damn it.
She won Female Artist of the Year. Oh,
let's see Imagine Dragons win Female
Wait
Artist
a minute.
Of the Year.
I actually have tangible things about Lainey Wilson, and you're silent about
what
it.
What did she win?
She won Female Artist of the Year.
For what?
For country music.
For being a female artist.
For what country? For just the...
For the Country Music Awards!
You don't even know what award!
It's the country music, ACMs, the American Country Music Awards. Female Artist of the Year. Just this year. F you, I hate you, I am leaving. I can't even believe I'm defending her. F all of this. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. And you are loved.